Jim McGovern is from Massachusetts' beautiful 2nd District. He's a Democrat. He's been in office since 1997. And most importantly of all, who would have thunk it in the very beginning, Jim McGovern, you're the chairman of the very powerful Rules Committee. It's extraordinary. I'm so proud of you. Good for you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
So let me ask you about this now. Facing the State of the Union, I know you've been quite critical of Trump. The first question I have is when the president comes in and there's massive applause, are people applauding for the individual or are they applauding for the office?
Well, I think they're applauding mostly for the office because, as you know, there's a great deal of polarization in this country over Mr. Trump. And there's also a great deal of polarization in the United States House of Representatives and in the Senate. So to the extent I applaud, it's not going to be for the man. It's going to be for the office.
Now, there are four people who are not going to the speech, who, you know, just are too furious at Trump. Do you think that's a good idea?
I think people have to make up their own minds. I mean, look, I believe in the traditions, you know, of our government. You know, I went to the inauguration, even though I strongly disagree with this president, and I go to the State of the Unions for presidents who I agree with and who I disagree with. I think, you know, it's part of the tradition of the Congress. So, but I also understand why people aren't going. I mean, Donald Trump has been a very divisive force in this country, and his policies have been very divisive. And, you know, there's a lot of frustration and anger out there, and I certainly understand it.
We're hearing that he may make some extraordinary effort to bring people together. What do you make of that?
You know, I'd rather have him do that than, you know, try to blow the whole government up like he's been trying to do for the last 2 years. I mean, look, the problem with Trump, you know, coming to Congress and saying, you know, that he's a unifying figure is that he's been anything but that for the last 2 years. I mean, again, he's been one of the most divisive presidents, I think, in all of our history. So I think people will view whatever he says with skepticism. But you know what? I think it would be nice for him to say something like, I will never, ever, ever, ever again shut the government down. And then what I want to focus on in the next 2 years is working with Congress to get an infrastructure bill passed to help the Dreamers and those with TPS regularize their status. I hope he says that I believe the science that there is a climate crisis and that we need to do something about it and we need to work together to do something about it. And I hope he comes and acknowledges the fact that there are a lot of people in this country who are struggling. I mean, not only those who are out of work, but those who are working at jobs that pay, you know, terrible wages. I hope it's more of a message of how do we move some ideas forward, you know, that we can agree on and less on, you know, what separates us.
Well, he's always been seen as a, quote, transactional politician, meaning nothing has to be consistent. It's the politics of the moment that are going on. And we know that he will probably say something about some despicable human being who has taken a life of somebody else who happened to come over the border. The style of this president is so offensive, isn't it?
No, it is. I mean, I wake up every day and I turn on the news and I listen to, you know, the latest Twitter rant that he's put forward, and it's disgusting. I mean, it really is. I mean, I this behavior goes beyond the pale. It is like nothing I've ever seen before, and it really reflects badly on the presidency. I think he's demeaned that office. I think he's demeaned our country in the eyes of the international community. He's certainly not an example for my kids or anybody else's kids. And, you know, and every time you think it can't get any worse, he gets worse.
It does.
But look, he's 70 years old or 71. I don't know how old he is anymore. But he's not going to change. This is who he is. I mean, Maya Angelou had that great line: "When somebody shows you who they are, believe them the first time." We should have known this. Everybody should have known this a long time ago. This is not a good person, and this is a guy who's all about himself, and he's shown that, throughout his life. You know, I used to think, people used to say to me, oh, he's a great deal maker. Well, if you look at his life before the presidency, he was a lousy deal maker, declaring bankruptcy over and over and over again, and he's proved to even be a worse deal maker since he's come to Congress. I mean, he can't get anything done. And if you know, he doesn't get his way, he just throws a temper tantrum and shuts the government down. I mean, he's not the commander in chief. He's become the whiner in chief. And I think most people in this country, including some who voted for him, you know, have had it. And so I think there are people hoping that, you know, he doesn't create more chaos. I think that's the expectation for tonight. That's the highest expectation I have of him tonight, is that whatever he says, it's not going to be about creating more chaos in this country.
Okay, so now we have a billionaire who is saying, I'm putting ads on and saying, impeach him now, start the impeachment now. Now, Jim, you're the interviewee, I'm the interviewer, but I got to tell you, I think it is one of the stupidest ideas ever to not wait for the Mueller report to come out and to blow whatever chances you have of getting this guy out of here. What say you?
Yeah, I don't believe this guy is fit for office, but I also know that if you're going to impeach somebody, you have to have the votes, and the votes aren't there in the United States Senate. I don't believe the votes are there in the House. I think that's why you need to wait for the Mueller report to be done and these other investigations to be done before you decide how to proceed. I mean, we can go through an exercise, of futility, and that's what it would be if we move forward with impeachment proceedings right now. But maybe that makes us feel good. Those of us who don't particularly like this president and who believe that, he doesn't belong in office, but it won't accomplish anything. And if anything, it will strengthen his base, his commitment to propping him up. So I think people ought to be patient a little bit longer, let the Mueller report, work its way through, and then we can make a decision on what to do. But we also ought to be focused on the fact that 2 years is not a long time.
Nope.
And that there will be another election in 2 years. And we need to make sure those of us who don't want to see him reelected, that we're going to be united. And that means that even if my candidate or your candidate doesn't prevail in the Democratic primary, that whoever that Democratic candidate is, we're going to get behind that person, because failure is no longer an option here.
So let me ask you, we got 2 minutes left here, but I wanted to ask you about Senator Warren, your state, your United States senator. So I guess on my way to trying to get you into trouble is, are you going to support her for president?
Yes, I will. You know, she's my friend, and she's my senator from Massachusetts, and I share her a lot of her views on how to fix the economy and how to move forward. I'll be with her, and if she prevails, I hope everybody will be with her. If she doesn't prevail, I'll be with whoever is the nominee. So I have great admiration for Elizabeth, and we've talked about this. About a month and a half ago, and I told her that if she ran, I would certainly support her.
The question then becomes, if you're handicapping the race in 54 seconds, do you think she's got a shot?
I do, but I mean, we're going to have a cast of thousands running for president. So, I mean, this is going to be an interesting election year. Some people have even speculated that we might end up having a brokered convention where the nominee won't be known until. Till the convention. I don't know. But look, I think it's good that a lot of people want to run, and I think we could have a thorough debate on a whole range of issues. And, maybe it's Elizabeth. If it's not Elizabeth, maybe it's someone we haven't even heard of yet. But I think we should rejoice in the fact that so many people want to run. And I think we just got to make sure that all of us, again, no matter who we pick as our primary candidate, are signed on to supporting whoever wins that nomination. We cannot afford to go into the 2020 presidential election divided. If we do, he'll win again. And that's certainly not something I want to have my kids have to deal with. I mean, this guy's been a disaster. We need to end this as quickly as possible and get on to electing people who actually care about the people of this country, rather than just about themselves.
Jim McGovern is from the Massachusetts 2nd District. He's a Democrat. He's been in office since 1997. And most of all, he is now chairman of the Powerful Rules Committee. We'll talk about that when we get together the next time.